Number two, we want a foreseeable, calculated outcome and a predictable crisis. But that's not the nature of faith. Most of life is not lived in crisis, which is a good thing. But crisis does have something to say for itself. In a time of crisis, everything, absolutely everything, is important and significant. Every little word has impact. Every raindrop, every short breath, every anxious moment, it all is important and significant. I don't believe anyone, anywhere, anytime looks forward to nor asks for a crisis of faith in their lives. But I have an observation about that. It seems to me a crisis in our lives, as navigated by the Lord, only serves to refine us and make us better. But for the world, at this very moment in time, they are in crisis with no clue how to curb it all. I worked for a large manufacturing company in the late 1980s and 90s. During those years, I saw many ideas rise and fall. But one thing stood out among others. Management was always and forever working to predict profit, loss, and failure. It's called risk management, which is calculated in an effort to try to prevent financial ruin. Nevertheless, those on the manufacturing floor were continually driven by management as if there was a constant crisis and jobs were at stake. But faith simply doesn't work like that. Within myself, I find I am more than willing to take a chance on God when I can somewhat see the possibilities of what might go wrong. But exercising confidence and hope in Jesus doesn't work that way. I find that if I could accurately gauge what my losses would be, the more willing I would be to step out on the water, like Peter did in Matthew 14:29. I believe most people who would rather play it safe are so worried that they might get it wrong, might be seen as foolish or stupid or judged harshly by others, so much so that they never move out into God's destiny for them. Always playing it safe is a fear-filled lifestyle. Most believers really do have something to say, but very few of them actually get around to saying it. It is safe to remain quiet and risky to voice what's on your heart. Faith rarely, if ever, provides an avenue to calculate the outcome in order to measure the failure potential. With God in your picture, all bets are off as to predictable outcome, other than He will accomplish His purposes, and we don't necessarily know them. I think what we find so difficult to believe is that with the Lord, even if you get it wrong or sound foolish, He is with you and makes all things work together for good to those who love Him, to those who are called according to His purpose. With the Lord, there is no percentage of failure to calculate, and we must be willing to trust God and take a chance, which somehow usually looks like a long shot. Yet, if we don't take a chance and step out on the water, the longer we play it safe, waiting for a calculatable outcome and a predictable crisis, the more we increase towards becoming despondent and disheartened, which is what Dr. Martin Luther King called the fatigue of despair. Faith does not work within the box of a worldly business model where we play it safe and minimize our crisis potential. A crisis of faith is necessary for making faith a surety for us. 2 Corinthians 12:9. My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most, especially when we are not allowed a measurable outcome, nor a predictable crisis, believe that in God's strength we are more than conquerors. For God has a way of wringing good out of our most uncomfortable circumstances. It's time to walk on water, friends.